I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line by Tim Moynihan of Radio Kerry Sport, GA match commentator. Tim, briefly, we'll start with the women. They're facing Dublin tomorrow.
Yeah, it's hopefully a big championship ahead for the Kerry ladies, and they don't come much bigger than taking on a Dublin team. Some might describe them as being in transition. Look, Kerry are Division 1 league champions, Trasa, and things haven't really gone their way since then. They looked a bit tired, a bit flat in games, and hopefully the couple of weeks break will have done the Kerry ladies no harm at all. And Declan Quill and likewise Dara Long and the management team, hopefully they've put in a lot of effort over the last couple of weeks getting the team to a standard where it's very important in this round robin basis that you get a result. They'll probably go in as outsiders tomorrow in Parnell Park, but also expect a big performance from Kerry. You don't become National League champions by accident, and you'd hope that they'd restore some of that form they took into that league final and the league final itself to try and get him over the line tomorrow.
And of course that game will be covered on Radio Kerry, as will be the game on Sunday, the big game on Sunday for the men, when we face Louth. Can I ask you, Tim, in the time that we have, it's not a lot left unfortunately, what tricks will our old foe Mickey Hart have up his sleeve for us on Sunday to try and knock us out of the championship?
Look, pound for pound, they'll know that Kerry probably have the advantage, being a serious talented footballing All-Ireland champion group of players coming in. So, you play to your strengths, and their strengths have been in the last couple of games, Trasa, both against Mayo and Cork, was to go fully defensive, and they have decent footballers themselves as well. So they'll try to, stop at source, supply a ball to our inside forward line, especially David Clifford. So that means they'll go ultra defensive, and what Kerry have to do then is be quite patient. It won't happen in the first 5 minutes, they'll stick to a rigid system, hopefully that will give them the opportunity to get scores and to get over the line. But it's a do or die game for Kerry.
And do you think, Tim, do you think we'll finally see Kerry click into gear after a few underwhelming performances?
Yeah, I do, and they are, even by their own admission, they'll say, look, they were a bit flat. But look, personally, I think the championship starts tomorrow. We'll know tomorrow if we can get over Louth, which we should get do, or Sunday rather, that we get over Louth, that if we finish second in the group, we have a big game in Killarney the following week. But anything can happen in this group. I think people are not probably giving Cork enough credit for how strong they are, and Cork could take the scalp of Mayo this weekend as well, and what that could end up if we were to win as well, all teams will end up in 4 points. So, and you have to decide then who's top. If Mayo get a draw, they're top of the group, but it'll be very interesting. But I think from a Kerry point of view, is Kerry, we're all Ireland champions, and you got to respect all Ireland champions when they come in. You don't become a bad team overnight. I know we're missing the likes of Gavin White from Sunday's line out, so Mike Breen is coming in his place, and Kerry have resources and have strength and depth on the bench as well, and I think it's time for a performance from Kerry and put down a marker. The championship begins on Sunday, and we're well capable of moving on to the preliminaries.
Thank you, Tim Moynihan of Radio Kerry Sport. Just a reminder, the Kerry women take on Dublin tomorrow in Parnell Park, a throw-in at 5 p.m. and then the Kerry men play Louth in round three of this year's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Group 1 this Sunday in Portlaoise at 2 p.m. All covered on Radio Kerry, live coverage on Radio Kerry. Don't go away.